choice between either listen to the Kriyas Parsha Zocher or the Megillah, then Kriyas Megillah is more important. If somebody knows that for unfortunate reason he's unable to be in shul on Shabbos and listen to Parsha Zocher, and he hasn't got Kriyas Parsha Zocher, he won't be able to listen to Parsha Zocher. Unfortunately, he has to go, and under Her Majesty's pleasure or the King's pleasure, he can't arrange a minyan before or after the Shabbos in order to listen to Parsha Zocher. He can't make up your own timing. It's on Shabbos Parsha Zocher. That's when it's been established. Sfadim noyegim noyegim appear mikum moichu. The Sfadim has got a noyeg minhag to say a peer which is called mikum moichu, which is made from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Yesh noyegim noyegim in achach chazoros hashatz b'shachis. Some have a minhag to say it by chazoros hashatz in the morning in the b'shachis. Yesh noyegim noyegim in achach kriyas atoyo. Other minhagim is to say it after kriyas atoyo. And then we got yesh chosov mi ki b'pashu b'shalach. Kasher koyim yovel molek in yovel molek in pashuv salach roy lecham elusah tzinai zchias molek. Some people can make a tzinai that you might be able to yotze on the zchias molek on pashuv b'shalach. Particularly, I suppose if somebody knows for sure he's unable to listen to it on pashuv and the pasha on the real pashuv sofer, then he can maybe be the mitzvah of zchias molek in pashuv b'shalach. And Charlie, this is for you. Noshim Ketanim Ketanias, women or children or young boys and girls. Yesh oimim she noshim chayevis lishmoy b'pasha socha. Some people say that the women do have a chiyuv. Yesh oimim she puteres. Other people say that is the puter. V'achshav nismas haminak she noshim b'oz lebeis haknes lishmoy b'pasha socha. Nowadays it seems that the minhag is that the women do come to listen to Pasha socha.
Women were in the army.
Pardon me?
Women were in the army. Maybe then, those days as well, the women made food for the men who were fighting for the contribution.
Oh, then. Yesh lehokish lehanoshin reinit zichin mishmoy kriyev mesevah toyah. Seems to be that women are not mechuyev to listen to it from a sevah toyah. V'yoyitze zeche vosin v'kriyev chumish oy besipol v'lvat. They can be yoyitze of the mitzvah of remembering a molek and the hatred we have to a molek, just in from a chumish or just by somebody relating it, talking about it. And noshim muteres lechol lifnei shmir hakriya. Noshim are allowed to eat before the kriyas toyah. We learned earlier in the week that men should not eat before, unless they have to eat for something light. They have a svek svege, because it's sofek im chervis beklal. The sofek im inyan deraisa. Where they need a sefer Torah, but yoytze is dechavas b'sudon. Therefore, they can't be yoytze the sefer Torah. Isho shehoysen aheges kol shon aleches bezakness. There's a lady who's got a minhag every year to go to bezakness lishmoya kriyas parsha socha. A woman has been going all the years to shul to listen parsha socha. V'atein levatze min hoker tzrich hatzeh sedorim. And now she decides, or for whatever reason this year, she knows she can't go. She needs to have a hatzos nedorim. Aval im einu roit levatzik minak, elo ish yeshu eisa oynes b'shono zeh, hi einu tzich hatzor. But if that she wants to keep the minak, only for this year she knows that for some reason she's unable to go to shul that particular year, she doesn't need hatzos nedorim because she wants to keep her minak. Mokom she ein minak, if the lady is in a place where there's no real minhag, then she should follow the minhag of her mother. On that happy note, we'll try to continue tomorrow. Pardon me?
Who says she should follow the minhag of her mother?
Thursday, Beis Adar. Reb Shalom Perel, Yeshivas Heichel HaTorah, Yerushalayim. This week's Torah Way is sponsored by family David Levy, Le'ili Nishmas Maras Miriam Bas Reb Pinchos Levy. As usual, the Shir sponsored Le'ili Nishmas Reb Yosef Dob and Shimon Michal Tzvi Itzkevich, Zichron Levrach.
Hi, Rabbi Yisai. It's a pleasure to be here. It's been a year since we were here last time. It was around Purim time when we were here. And it's just a different parsha, because now we are in Parsha's Truma. And we are in the situation of between the parshias. We had Parsha Shkolim, and then we have, in the next week, is going to be Parsha Zohar. And we have in between Parshas Truma, that's just a hafsaka. It stops. There's a hefsek between
a break
between the parshias. And we begin to prepare with Shkolim for Chag HaPesach, because it all culminates from Shkolim to Zohar to Parah, and then we come to the fourth, which is Parshas HaChodesh. And that is supposed to take us in straight to Chodesh Nisan and Chag HaPesach. So Klal Yisrael is in a situation that their whole time are rejuvenating themselves, becoming more Yidden, as they would say. And it all begins with the Machtzis HaShekel, with giving a half a shekel. And this is what bothers so many different Mefarshim. Why a half a shekel? If you really want them to give something, give a whole shekel. We love completeness. We love shleimus. We don't like halves. So what's this business about a half a shekel? So there's so many different remozim hints about this. Famous hint that Al-Sheikh HaKadosh brings from Abshleime Al-Kabetz, the Baal Licha Doidi, that he said that the idea of the Machzis is to show that Klal Yisrael is only complete when we have the whole Klal Yisrael, when we have the whole Jewish nation. Each Yid has his purpose in the world, but he can never do the great purpose all on his own. He must need to join with others, and only together can we do all our tachlis. As it's Yodua from the Meshech Chochma already brings it in last week's in Parshas Yisroi, also last week's Parsha, but it's written in the Meshech Chochma and Parshas Yisroi, that Klal Yisrael, when they want to be Mekayim the whole Torah, they have to do it in a way that they accept it, Yachdov. They have to accept it together. Koil Asher Diber Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma. We will do, we will listen. And not Ese V'Eshma. Each one did not speak as a one. Mm-hmm. He spoke as the unit of Kol Klal Yisrael. And what's the reason for that? So says the Meshech Chochma, a very beautiful vart, which also the Ksav Sofer speaks about it, not here, but he explains it in Parshas Kedoshim. He says, the mitzvahs of the Torah is impossible for one person, for one Yid, to do all of them, because there are some that pertain to a king, a melech. Now, we're not all melechim. That is something reserved, basically, for Malchus Beis David. And there's mitzvahs of Kohanim, and that we're not all Kohanim. Baruch Hashem, those are Kohanim. But not everyone is a Kohen. Levi, not everyone's a Levi. And so on and so forth. There are so many different mitzvahs that cannot be fulfilled by one Yid alone. And that shows that the only way we can be Mekayim the Torah mitzvahs is by connecting to all Beis Yisrael, to all Klal Yisrael, and then it is considered as if every one of us has been Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And we always say that there are mitzvahs today that nobody can be Mekayim, no Yid, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and we don't have the Karbonos. So we connect ourselves to Knesset Yisrael, we connect ourselves to the source of the Nishmas Yisrael, and this way, through connecting to Nishmas Yisrael, we connect to Kol HaTorah Kula, to the entirety of the Torah. And this is what the Meshech Chochma, he doesn't go into that whole arichus and that whole length, but that's what he says. Vayanu kol ha'om yachdov. It is only together where every one of us is able to say, koil asher diber Hashem naseh, or koil asher diber Hashem naseh v'nishma. Only that will be the way we're able to be fulfilling kol ha'Torah kula. That's the Meshech Chochma on Parshas Yisrael, and the Ksav Sofer says it on V'ohavto l'reacha kamaycha, which Rabbi Akiva had expounded upon it and said, Ze klal godol b'Torah. This is a great rule in the Torah. And he says, you know what it means? This is a great rule in the Torah. It means the only way to be mekayim the whole Torah is through v'ahavta l'reacha kamaycha. Because we unite with all Klal Yisrael, so that's how we're able to be mekayim the whole Torah. So it's the Klal Godol that's able to bring us to the kiyum of Kol HaTorah Kula. And there's a lot more to talk about that inyan. But this is what the Shekel, the Chmachtzis HaShekel, is signifying and teaches us. That now when we want to become close to Hashem, and we want to be Mechadesh, we want to renew our devotion to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, the way to do it is with a Machtzis HaShekel. Understanding that we are only each one a half, a part. And we must unite in order to connect to Kol HaTorah Kula, that with Knesset Yisrael, with Kolal Yisrael. So that's brought down in the Alshech HaKadosh, the beginning of Kisisa. That's how we always begin the idea of the Machtzis HaShekel, of the half of the half shekel. And there's one Tosefes which we love to add over here, and that is that from the Machtzis HaShekel there was by the korbanos tzibur, the korbanos that the tzibur has to bring, where the multitudes of Klal Yisrael, they have to bring, it's a korban tzibur. And where does the korban tzibur come from? The Machtzis HaShekel. The idea that Klal Yisrael unite as one, this is the way they could bring a korban tzibur, that's the way they could bring a unified carbon, a carbon that only the tzibur could bring. That's a Tosefes, the Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we always added on this. But this is all very famous raid, and I decided we'll talk about another point of it, and then get to what the concept of building a Mishkan within ourselves. And this, Rabbeisai, is the other message of the Machtzis HaShekel. Why a half, not a whole? And the answer being that we are made from two parts. Every Yid is made from two different components. One is the spiritual, which is the Neshama, like we said this morning, and we say every morning, Elokai, Neshama, Shenasato, Bi, Tehoi, Rahi. We have a pure Neshama. Ah, Kabbalik. This is spirituality. And the Neshama pulls us to Kedusha. It pulls us to holiness. It pulls us to greatness. That's the Neshama. But we also are put together with another part. And the other part is the Guf, the body, the nefesh habehami, the nefesh that is like we, sort of in a way, like behemos, like the animals. We have animalistic desires. We eat, we drink, we sleep, we have a good time. And we are doing things also like animals. The Gemara tells us in Chagige that there are three things that we are like malachei hashores. That with the idea of the neshama, we are like angels of heaven. And there are three things where we are like behemoths. That's what it talks about. And this is the conflict of life. The conflict between the neshama and the guf. Who is to win? The neshama is pulling to spirituality. The guf, the body, is pulling. to gashmias, to physical desires, materialistic desires. And it's a big fight. It's a whole lifetime fight. And it's a war that we hear, and we're in this world for to fight this war. And what's the message of this idea? What are we to do? It's not just that we are to conquer the part, the animalistic part. It's not just to conquer it and destroy it. No, Chalila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us with all these different desires because He wants us to use them. But for what? For His purpose. For bringing out the honor of God. Bringing out Kevod Shamayim. We eat. We drink. So we have koyach. So we have strength to learn, to daven, to put our avodas Hashem on a higher level, to have a clarity of mind. That's what we do it for. And we sleep to have koyach, to rejuvenate ourselves for a new day, to start the new day, the Torah way. And this is what we do. We sleep and then we are fresh and we wake up in the morning. Wow! Gevaldik, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You brought me back to Neshama for a new day. Ah, it's so great. And that's what we do with all the different parts, the animalistic part of the person. And especially when we approach the Shabbos Kodesh, where Shabbos, we have so much to do with eating and pleasure and having the Karosa LeShabbos Oineg. We are to call Shabbos a day of oineg, a day of celebration and pleasure. It's unbelievable. And we sing about it. Lisaneg besanugim, barburim, uslav, vedogim. We sing about the gashmias. We sing about different types of meats and different types from fowls. So barburim, I think they're ducks. Yeah, barburim uslav vedogim. Wow, we sing about this. How can we sing about gashmias? Because it's not just gashmias. It is not stam physical pleasure. It is harnessed to avodas Hashem. It becomes the mitzvah of oinek Shabbos, the mitzvah of sudas Shabbos. That's what it's about, and that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that we should take the three things which we are in them compared to the animals and raise that and elevate it to bring it to the high level of Kedusha where we have the three other inyanim that we are compared to Malachei Hashores, to the holy angels from above. Rabbi Isai, this is the great message of life. And this I've seen, and Baruch Hashem, I've seen one who says this exactly. There's a sefer called Maglei Tzedek from Dej. Dej is a big Hasidus, Panet. And there, in this Maglei Tzedek, when beginning of Kisisa, I believe, he talks about the concept of the Machzis HaShekel, of why we are bringing only a half. And he says it's so beautiful. He even is medayek, he learns up a pasuk. The pasuk that we read last week, the pasuk says the following. Ze yitnu, this you should give. Kol ha'oiver al hapkudim. Anyone has been counted. What should he give? Machatzis ha-shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh, a half a shekel in the holy shekel. You don't stop say machatzis shekel ha-kodesh. You say machatzis hashekel b'shekel hakodesh, in the shekel hakodesh. Esrim geira shekel talks about how much, and then it says again the same thing, repeats in the same pasuk, machatzis hashekel, and then at the end it tells us truma l'Hashem. It's a donation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. Why do we need also the word truma to be mentioned, and why is it written twice? It is L'choira redundant. Twice you're saying in the same pasuk. You just fed. A second ago you said, Machzis HaShekel. Well, you're saying it again, Machzis HaShekel. So the Panet says such a beautiful word. Schus Hayogin Aleinu. He says like this. He says that this is what the two halves signify. The first half is the half of the body, the animalistic part that we have. And the second is signifying and symbolizing the part, the spiritual part of us. And he says the following. The spiritual part is already spiritual. Those are Hashem. It was his job. He created us with this great spiritual power, and this spiritual power Hashem had already elevated. Our purpose in this world is to take the other half, the half that's animalistic, the part that is not elevated, the part that might be base and low, and raise that up to put it into the Kedusha, to bring it into the weighing, the Mishkal of Kodesh, and join with the other part which already has been raised up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Maglei Tzedek is the only one I saw who says this. And he says it so beautiful. He says, this is the message of the Machtzis HaShekel. That's why we're only giving a half. Because the other half is already given. And he fits it into the Pasuk so beautiful. Just the Pasuk screams it. Zeh Yitnu, this you should give. Kol HaOiver Al HaPekudim. All those who are, whatever, passing by the numbers, right? Those are being counted. What should they give? Machtzis HaShekel. They should give their machtzis. What is that? The part of the guf, as we said. B'Shekel HaKodesh. To join it into the Shekel HaKodesh. Into the Kedusha. You want to put it together and elevate it to Kedusha. It should have the weight of Kedusha. And then the Pasuk says, you know what you're elevating it to? Esrim Geira Shekel. Machatzis HaShekel. You're elevating it to the second part. To the Machatzis HaShekel. Terumo LaHashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already raised up and elevated. That's how he teaches the Pasuk. It's beautiful. I was actually saying this over in Beit Shemesh. There was a simcha from Deish. And I was able to say over this vort. And this was a big metziah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me. This is the message of the Machtzis HaShekel. Because from the Machtzis HaShekel, by the way, the concept of why a half, and bringing from there, we're bringing korbanos, the idea of bringing up the physical to the spiritual is also in the message of korbanos. That I was moisif, that's what the Tosefes doesn't say. The Chassidish Sfarim say many times different hints that the Pasuk and the mitzvahs are hinting to. But one can connect it and put it together with the idea of korbanos tzibur, because that is what the korban is. Karev, you are being mekarev, you are making close the world of chaymer, the materialistic world, to the world of Kedusha, to the world Lamalo. That's what Korban's about, and that's what brings down the Shefa, that we bring Korbanos, and it therefore connects the two worlds, as the Netziv speaks about in Parshas Pinchas. And he says, as Korboni Lachami, it's my bread, Li'ishai Reach Nichoichi, when you bring the Korban Tamid, which is the what starts the day and ends the day. You know, here we start the day, the Torah way, and with the Korban Tomet Shal Shachar, we begin the day, and with the Tomet Shal Bein Arbaim, we end the day of Korbanos. So he says, why is it called Lachami, bread? So he says a very beautiful thought. He says the word Lechem has also the meaning of welding together two different items, two different metals, let's say. It's called lehalchim. It's a lashon like that. And actually, that's what keeps the neshama and the guf together, because you eat bread. That's why lechem is called lechem. And in the concept of shamayim, it's to weld together the world of materialism to the world of spiritualism. So you got a nice extra vort for that. So that's how you can connect the shekel to the korbanos and take the vort from Dej and Panet and bring it into Mamish Kimat Pshat. But this idea of the machzis is really what makes the mikdash within ourselves. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all the different evarim, all the different limbs, and our tafkid, our job in this world, our what we are sent to do is to take those evarim and to be mekadesh them. Asher kidshonu b'mitzvaysov. So Chofetz Chaim writes many times that every mitzvah pertains to a different aver, to a different limb, and there are some that can neged kol ha'evarim, kol haguf, and each one is mekadesh. It sanctifies the different limb that is doing it. Let's say tefillin for sure sanctifies the hand, and it sanctifies the moyach, the brain, the machshava of a person, and so on and so forth, legabe all different evarim that we have. And this is what elevates those evarim, those limbs, those physical limbs, and connects them to spirituality and makes them and purifies them. It's called zikuch. And this, Rabbi Isai, is a concept of mikdash and mishkan. And this is the words of the Sifse Koyin, who was from the Gurei HaArizal, one of the very famous Talmidim of the Arizal, cubs of the Ari, that they used to call him. And he says it very beautifully. He says, the Pasuk tells us, Ve'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'soicham. We are calling it a mishkan. And the whole time the Parsha is calling it mishkan. It's a place too that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will dwell. Yet we use the lashon mikdash. Chazal speak about why does it say this different language over here. Ve'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'soicham. Why doesn't it say ve'osu li mishkan? But the Sifse Koyin says, this is the great message. When we talk about what the real Mikdash is, and the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh is very, very at length about this, and the Sfarim HaKadosh speaks so much about this, and there's a Nefesh HaChaim Ba'arichus over there in Shar Aleph about it, that we'll see in a second what he adds. He says the Sifse Koyin, Ve'osu li Mikdash, you know what you should make for me? Mikdash. Says mikdash is merames to being mekadesh yourself. Then v'shochanti besoicham, I will be able to dwell in your midst, not besoichoi only, but besoich liboy shall call echod ve'echod, like the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh touched up. That is the yesoid. The yesoid is we are mekadesh arevarim. That's to take that machzis and join it to the other machzis. Take our evarim, our gashmias, our physical parts, and join it to the spiritual part, and that's mikdash. And it includes so many different rimozim, hints, where the whole body of the person signifies different parts of the mishkan. We're not going into that. It's all in Kabbalah, and it's all in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, very much Marich, and the Malbim speaks a tremendous amount about it. And then it finishes with these words, with the Nefesh HaChaim is beautifully explaining. Kechoyla shenimare oischa, estavnis ha-mishkan ve-estavnis kol kelov. I'm showing you everything, how you should make it. V'chein tasu, and so you should make it. So you should do. And everyone's bothered by what's v'chein tasu. We just said v'osu li kechoil. You should do like I'm showing. What is v'chein tasu? So Chazal, Darshan, and Rashi brings it over here, the Gemara and Sanhedrin. V'chein tasu l'doirais, for all generations. So there are those who say, you look at Rashi, that it's only talking about the time in later generations when there will be a need to make a keli in Beis HaMikdash and so on. But says the Heilike Nefesh HaChaim, when we say and we learn the parshas of the Mishkan today, in our day and age, What is it telling us? V'chein ta'asu. So you should make l'dayrois in Golos. Sanctify your life. Sanctify your day. Sanctify the materialistic world. Take the Golos and raise it up by being oimed b'nisyoines hador, by withstanding the temptations of the generation. This is how we make a mikdash in our own homes, in our own hearts, in all our limbs, l'dayrois, for all future generations. This is the topic, building a mishkan within ourselves. That's the v'chein ta'asu. That's mikdash. Mikdash being mekadesh arevarim. There's a very famous piyut that the Baal HaCharedim had written. There's many different piyutim, and this is actually in Toldos Aaron. They always sang it, and they still sing it, and it goes through all the different branches of what came out of Shomrei Emunim. I think it's from him already, the Niggin. It's so sweet. There's a lashon, Zakeinu Lekadesh Ramach Evareinu. Give us the merit that we should be able to be Mekadesh, our 248 limbs, Ramach Evareinu. It's beautiful, and the Niggin is so heartrending. We sing it different times, and especially Yom Kippur, after davening in Toldos Avraham Yitzchak, that's where I used to go, and we sing it, the Rebbe, like the all oilam is really being shoifech es alev. Oh, he's like, Keinu l'kadesh amach evoreinu. It's a muyudik nigin, and it continues on and shows how we could be avdei Hashem, how we could live with the service of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam every moment of life. And this is what the parsha is about. That's how we prepare for a world of geula. That's what we're now preparing for Mechias Amalek, which is Parshas Zachar. And we're preparing for Tahara, purity, which is Parshas Para. And we're preparing for the HaChodesh, for the renewal of the world with Benissan Nigalu, Ubenissan Asidin Ligoel. How are we preparing? By preparing and purifying our own world. We are preparing and purifying this mundane world. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us here in order to be Mekadesh the world and to be Meroimim the world and to bring about Yehi Chavoyed Hashem L'Olam, to bring out the Chavoyed Hashem in the world, Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asov. When that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy B'Ma'asov in His creations, in all the Yidden that have withstand all the different hard nisyonos of life, and they were able to push against the Yetzirah, and they were able to be Mekadesh themselves. This is the greatest Nachas Ruach that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has in this world. And for this He has created the world. And let's conclude with the Medrash, what the Medrash says, when Avram Avinu is taking his son Yitzchak with his full ahava, and he's giving him up to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He brought the Malachi Asharis, those who told him, do not create man, it's not worth it. And He tells him, Re'u Beria Sheborasi Bo'ilami, see this creation that I've created in the world. Each one of us, by living our own Mishkan and raising our own children and grandchildren and Mitzvah Hashem great-grandchildren with Alderech HaTorah V'Hayira, and bringing them up in a way to be Mekadesh themselves and to make a world of Kedusha, this is the tafkid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give every one of us, that it should all be said about us, Re'u Beria Sheborasi Bo'ilami, see my Tyre Maishi, or Shmuel, or who knows what else, and yes, look at it, it's Tachlis Abriya. So the Eibush is a Hofen, we should be Zeiche, to be able to take this message with us, and bring the world to renewal, and bizoicha to benissan nigalu, benissan asidim ligoel, with the mechias of Amalek in all the different aspects, physical, spiritual, and be as goyel tzedek oraisha mashiach tzidkenu bimheira b'yameinu amen ken yehi
Give it over to the oil.
I didn't know I was back. I just came off the plate. I landed at six.
I know how you feel. You feel like this, right?